Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 27 May 2015. It is Wednesday, and you're in the right place. That is, if you want to know which state it is that is going to make marriage contract the state of the art. No more marriage license. Can you believe that? I was shocked. Good going, Cynthia, for finding that information. Is attempting to make marriage license unavailable. Also in the news, aggressive information regarding the war. Wars, plural, that is. In fact, Sputnik News says that the U.S. troops are ready to fight tonight in Korea. Why all this push for a war, given the fact that we've got several of them going on in the Middle East now? And if you watch television, you would think that the floods in Wimberley and San Marcos and Houston were like minimal compared to ISIS, and more ISIS. I'm tired of seeing the same B-roll footage coming out of the Middle East or wherever they're filming it. Yep, the same guy walking with the same flag around the same desert area, whether that's in the southwest or who knows where. NATO general warns that Putin is a dangerous gambler and, here it comes, he is willing to use nuclear weapons. It appears the big winner of the TTIP, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, will be Big Pharma. And it appears also that glyphosate is now in organic foods. One company has almost had to stop sending out some of the products based on the testing that they did in finding out that glyphosate or Roundup is in organic food. I mean, will it ever stop? And what I'm referring to is the poisoning of America. Literally the poisoning of America. Does it make you wonder why only tested organic foods are allowed in the White House? Yeah, that comes, by the way, from a former chef of the White House who said that for years now, they have protected the president and presidents of the past with organic foods as much as possible. We are going to be talking to Dr. Atrulat in the next hour. We're going to talk to Dr. Ott about minerals, the importance of minerals, liquid minerals. And in the third hour, we're going to talk to Luann Panisi. Luann went to a Gary Null retreat with cancer, with liver disease, with all kinds of problems. And she is okay today, 12 years later. What did she do? How did she do it? A lot of people want to know, including myself. What works is what we want to know. What works? I found out a bunch of things that don't work, and it pretty much cost me dearly. But I want to know what works, and we're going to be talking to Luann. She'll also touch on the upcoming retreat, the Gary Null retreat. And I'm going to give you a website where you can go to see the brochure, everybody can, on the Gary Null Retreat. If you just want to see what it looks like, then you can go to the website. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Fukushima, you have a problem. How many times have we said that? Well, it's real. It is real. I'm also, in the first hour, going to open up the phone lines. I'd like to hear from some of the people in Houston and or San Marcos or Wimberley. I know we have a Power Hour listener who's going to attend the retreat in August. Those of you who have seen the damage, I'd like for you to give us a first-hand view. It is just devastating to Wimberley, San Marcos, and to Houston. just devastating. Hundreds and thousands of homes, now it appears, have been destroyed. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, wanting to know the truth, wanting to know the story behind the story, because what you're hearing on television, probably, I hate to tell you this, is a lie. Now the question that CNN is asking, after all this time of setting up, ISIS is bad, ISIS is bad, it's stronger than we ever could have imagined. There's no way we're going to be able to stop ISIS. It'll take at least 3 years, if not 30 years, to stop ISIS. That's the ragtag group that started about 2 years ago. Are you kidding me? Guess what the question is today? The musical question that CNN is asking. Should the U.S. intervene in Iraq again? Are you kidding me? We've known this was going to happen. Phil Rossino said that he believed it was going to happen because they would pull the old, well, we can't let all those people that died in Iraq, U.S. military, to have died for no reason, in vain. We can't let that happen, so we must go back in there and protect what is ours. No, it's not ours. That country was a sovereign country, still is. It doesn't belong to the United States. Just because the United States goes in, blows up everything to make them look like they're a middle-aged country and kill millions of people, that doesn't mean we own it. or we have any right to be there any more than we were there in the first time. Remember, Kuwait was slant drilling oil out of Iraq. Saddam Hussein said to the United States and to April Glaspie, who was then the ambassador to Iraq, hey, we have a problem with them taking our oil. To which April Glaspie said, oh, that's of no interest of ours. We have no opinion on that. Meanwhile, the U.S. government had been supplying all the countries around Iraq with weapons for years prior to that time, awaiting a war with Iraq, wanting a war with Iraq, and now the time came. So when Kuwait is slant drilling, the United States decides that when Iraq goes to war with Kuwait, that the United States is going to take the side of Kuwait and begins the battle under George Bush Sr. You know, we forget about the history many times, but we need to look at what a farce the war was in the first place. Oh my gosh, the weapons of mass destruction. Oh, that is just so minute in the issue of the war. I mean, it carried a lot of impact because that's all they had to use. Well, of course, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. The United States sold them to Iraq. West Nile fever virus, biological warfare agent, anthrax, 8 shipments of anthrax. Clostridium, food poisoning. All were sold to Iraq along with chemical weapons and just general weapons. Jane's Defense Weekly is where I saw that the United States tripled their weapon sales to those countries around Iraq prior to the Gulf War, knowing full well there would be a convenient war. And then you had to add to all of this fraud, Nasira, or whatever her name is, who, remember the girl who said they were throwing babies out of the incubator, the Republican guards, and they were stabbing them with bayonets, and they were dying on the cold floor. And she said, I was there, I saw it, to a congressional hearing. And guess what? She had never been to Iraq or Kuwait. She was the daughter of one of the potentates to Iraq. Or to Kuwait, excuse me. And it never happened. But that is the one thing that motivated me. And I said, I have got to go back in the military. I cannot tolerate these babies being stabbed and taken out of their incubators. That's the nurse in me that said that. That's what got me 10 vaccines in one day. And I was hospitalized. Let's see, I got those in, I believe it was June. And I was hospitalized in 6 months later for a neurological disorder that I fully believe came from those vaccines. So, we've got a war that didn't need to be fought, along with phony reasons to support the war. And yet people don't know why the war started originally, and that the United States had a huge desire in arming them. And then we go back for the second Gulf War, and now the third is coming. But I'm willing to bet it's going to take the D word, draft, to be able to get enough people to fight this war, because the previous fighters that have been there between 2 and 8 times have been deployed are not worth sending back. They're so ill, tragically ill, as a result of all the toxins, all the vaccines, all the exposures that they have had. So, do we need to fight another war, a third war? Absolutely not. Is it all about the corporations? Yes. And when are we going to stand up and be heard? We've been standing, but let's be heard. So, what is CNN dealing with today? Well, should we go to war and the world soccer corruption case? And Cleveland. And Baltimore. It is tragic that lives are taken by wars that are fought for corporations. Think about it. All right, let's get into the other news, because it is looking like a war is desired. And I'm talking about a big war this time. NATO general warns Putin is a dangerous gambler. Really? Willing to use nuclear weapons. Zero Hedge reports that hot on the heels of George Soros' warnings that we stand on the verge of World War III, demanding Washington back off its anti-yuan present pressure. It appears the good guys are fighting back with their own good cop, bad cop propaganda. It sounds like I wrote the news, doesn't it? As Sputnik News reports, General Hans Lothar Domroos, NATO commander of the Brunsum Allied Joint Force Command, said in an interview with German magazine Focus Online that Russian President Vladimir Putin is a tough-minded, forward-thinker politician who is capable of foreseeing situations, but also regards him as a dangerous gambler who is willing to use nuclear weapons against NATO troops. Get ready. They are setting the stage, and they are upping the incremental evidence that Russia's bad. Russia's bad. The Ruskies are coming. And if that isn't enough, Sputnik News also reports that U.S. troops are ready to fight tonight in Korea. U.S. forces in South Korea are ready to deal with any unpredictable threat from North Korea. So says a deputy commander, Major General James Pasquette, who is with U.S. Army Pacific. In comments reported by the DOD News, Pasquette explained that USARPAC, or U.S. Army Pacific Command, deployed 100,000 troops. Now think about this, the numbers here we're talking about, with 80,000 of them based in Hawaii, Alaska, and on the U.S. West Coast. The remaining 20,000 stationed in South Korea and Japan. We are risk averse, he says. We have to be there based on the North Korean threat, which is unpredictable. And what are they doing? They are making North Korea look more unpredictable by the day. Well, things like finding a picture of Kim Jong-un with his hair all messed up. Ooh, he's a crazy guy, isn't he? Or whatever. He kills his own people. He assassinates his top leaders. I mean, it's craziness. But it's all in line with, we got to have a war, we got to have a war. Now, is this to fight off the coming financial collapse? Is that meant to try and stave off the coming financial collapse? I don't know. But I know that a financial collapse is imminent. Everybody worth their salt that is telling the truth about the true economical situation in this country agrees with that. Japan is going to join the huge U.S.-Australian Pacific war games as China's tensions mount. Again, Sputnik News. I mean, you would think this could be a DOD agenda organization putting out all this. The U.S. continues to push its allies to take a larger role in patrolling the waters of the Pacific. And to that end, the United States and Australia have brought Japan into its regular war games, a move that signals a renewed front against the perceived China threat. Now, the question is, are these threats perceived or are they real threats? In recent months, Washington conducted military exercises with several nations who also lay claim to the South China Sea, including Indonesia and the Philippines. The U.S. also announced earlier this month it would begin patrols of the Spratly Islands, a move which has totally been criticized by Beijing. Also, today, again, there is a warning to U.S. flights over the Spratly Islands or near the Spratly Islands. Stay away. Do I think they will? No. I think it will be a continual attention to try and start something with the Spratly Islands. Remember, those are coral reef islands. They are synthetic islands or created islands by China. And they're in the South China Sea. But the United States says, if it's there, it's ours. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. A color revolution coming? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. At the bottom of the hour, I want to talk a little bit about why I want to get a bus for the Power Hour. We've had one before, and it serves an incredible purpose, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I also would like to open up the phone lines to anyone from the San Marcos, Wimberley area, Houston area, that is seeing the damage there, to give us sort of a bird's eye view of what you are seeing there. And I know there's one of our listeners, for sure, that's going to be attending the retreat from Wimberley, and I'd love to hear from her. if you would give us a call at 855-995-6923. Trevor will take your call at 855-995-6923. My concern is that they've got a lot more to think about right now than the Power Hour, and they're probably attempting to try and save their own properties. But if there is anyone that is in the area that's safe that can talk to us, I'd like to hear from you. And that, again, that is 855-995-6923. How tragic it is. And I'd like for you all to keep our listeners in your prayers and think about them. Well, everybody. They don't have to be a Power Hour listener, but you know, it's hard to pray for everybody in those areas. It's hard to say, you know, just keep them safe when we know God has His plan and people have died already. A Texas mom and two children are among the missing there. It's really, really sad. All right, getting back to the news that is, or we're afraid that is, you know, we're hearing that Putin is bad news. He wants to use nuclear weapons. Now, think about that. Who knows that he wants to use nuclear weapons? Well, allegedly, this NATO general knows that. He wants to use nuclear weapons against NATO troops. Really? I don't know, but it's more fear, fear, fear. And then the U.S. troops ready to fight tonight in Korea. Not tomorrow or the next day, but tonight, to make sure that you really get the point of that. And then Japan joins the huge U.S.-Australian Pacific War Games. I mean, this is just getting to be ridiculous. The U.S. continues to push its allies to take a larger role in patrolling the waters off the Pacific because of those Spratly Islands. And will we protect those islands or will we claim those islands? Probably so. Why? Because we claim anything and everything is ours. Well, we don't. But the government of, by, and for the corporations claims those islands or countries. A color revolution for Macedonia. According to Paul Craig Roberts, he says that Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland spent $5 billion in Ukraine grooming politicians and creating NGOs as Washington's fifth columns. When Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych refused to align Ukraine with Washington's interest, Washington unleashed its fifth columns, and Yanukovych's government was overthrown with violence. Despite Washington's talk about democracy, the fact that Yanukovych's government was democratically elected, or democratically elected, and a new election was, was democratically elected. Yeah, you bet. Do you ever see anything done in a true democratic process? No. It was only a few months away. The election was only a few months away, and it did not stop Washington from overthrowing Yanukovych. Now the same fate is in store, not only for Ukraine, but it's being predicted, according to Paul Craig Roberts, for Armenia, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, and Macedonia. We can't leave Macedonia alone, can we? We just can't seem. I mean, think about what we did there. How, because of the ethnic cleansing? Really? We're really searching for reasons. But, you know, the public buys it until a few years later and they say, wait a minute, what was that all about? Just like years later, in the UK, Ministry of Defense, and in the United States, the DOD, admits that they did some bad stuff. For an example, Mirror Online reports the Ministry of Defense in the UK has admitted thousands of civilians were irradiated in nuclear weapons tests during the Cold War. Thousands were irradiated. But it still denies that veterans of the nuclear tests, which began in 1952 when Britain exploded its first device, were harmed. A newly uncovered government study details the death and cancer rates of 174,500 people who were exposed to such as maintaining nuclear submarines and weapons in those non-military roles, civilians. The study of civilians shows higher doses increase the risk of thyroid, lung, and rectal cancers, leukemia, and heart disease. Birth defects? The government is still fighting millions in the negligence claims. They'll admit it a few years later and say, oh, yeah, we did screw up. It was a mistake. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Are you tired of being cyber raped by big government and big business? Are you tired of being forced to cough up information, private, personal information, against your will? Well, I found the answer to their invasive behaviors. It's called D-Vasive, D-hyphen, or D-Vasive. It's made for PCs and Androids. Go get it now at the Google Play Store. D-Vasive, D-Vasive, D-Vasive. It's an app. Get it now and turn Big Brother off.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It is 33 minutes after the hour. For the next couple of days, I just thought I would share with you, I'm getting all excited about going back to the retreat in August. I know it's still a ways away, but I'm so excited about that. I'm doing a two-day detox, and just to share with you, one of the things that I've learned from Gary Null is breakfast is fruit, so I'm having blackberries today. So breakfast is fruit. After that, I do the green stuff, red stuff, purple stuff. Just mix a scoop of each one of those in a glass along with the muscle stuff. So you get pretty much everything you need there. And then after that, I am doing juicing from greens and with one apple. We've got a lot of greens in our greenhouse that I am doing. And it is really, really excellent to have those greens fresh growing every morning that you can go get. And then adding to that an apple. And whatever else you happen to have in the fridge, I've got some bok choy and some other things that I'm going to add to it. But that's all I'm going to do today. And I'm going to do that for a couple of days, maybe even longer than that. But if you've gotten your red stuff, green stuff, and purple stuff, you might try adding it with the muscle stuff and having a glass of that every morning. I think you'll find it very filling, very filling. And I wanted to just mention, we've got Larry in Texas. I'm going to go to Larry in Texas, and I want to tell you about why I want a bus. Let's go to Larry in Texas. Larry, you're on the air. Are you near the area that is being flooded?
Well, I'm not right now. I'm in Austin, but I do live in the Wimberley area and pass right through there every morning on the way to work, pretty much.
Really? Tell me what it's like there.
Well, I guess I don't know if people are very familiar with Wimberley, but, you know, it's a really small town, kind of, you know, not a whole lot of people, but there, you know, there's a couple of bridges when you come into town, and I guess coming in off the Ranch Road 12, there's the Blanco River Bridge, which is usually probably the water's usually, I don't know, 50 feet at least, you know, to the river, and that bridge has never been underwater, to my understanding.
Oh, really?
And, it was completely submerged, at least 10 feet under the water, and that's one of our main entries into the city.
Wow.
And then there's also Cypress Creek. If people are familiar with that, that's the little creek that actually runs right through the town of Wimberley. It was actually up and over the bridge. Also, probably 8 or 10 feet over the bridge, so the people that have their businesses right there in the downtown area, a few of them in that low area, they got flooded out pretty good.
Oh, I can't even imagine how horrible that must be. That Blanco Bridge was 10 feet underwater, and it's never flooded before. Is that right?
To my understanding, yes, ma'am. That was it was.
Wow.
We were there the next morning after it happened. Like I said, I live in a higher part where all the water kind of ran down. It was, you know, the next morning we got up and went, and there was just trees and everything just on top of the bridge, and all the guardrails that, you know, kept you from going off. All the guardrails had been torn off, and the steel had been twisted like, you know, like it was nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Wimberley is such a beautiful town. A lot of people live there that like to retire there. I mean, there's so many people that have put their probably life savings into where they're living there along the Blanco River and are being devastated. How many homes do they think now have been destroyed?
Well, I heard an update, you know, this morning. There just seems to be more and more as each day goes by. But, you know, there was, in our area alone, in Wimberley, there was at least 400 homes, I guess, that just in Wimberley alone, that I understood, maybe more that were destroyed. And like I said, we went looking at a little bit of the damage, and, you know, we're looking at houses that were just, you know, that had been moved and set up on the side of hills at a 45-degree angle, and it was very devastating.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. Thank you so much for calling in, though, Larry. I'm glad to know that you're okay, and I hope our other listeners there are okay also in the Wimberley area. Y'all ought to start or go to the Friends Power Hour Friends group in Austin and get to know each other, because I know there's a lot of good people in Wimberley that listen to the Power Hour. I thank you so much for calling today and letting us know, and I'm glad you're okay, and keep us updated if you would, please.
I will, and I appreciate everything you do, Ms. Riley. You're doing a wonderful job. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. And, oh, man, these are salt-of-the-earth people. I'm telling you, we have the best people out there. Even Luann, who's going to be joining me in the next hour, you know, or in the third hour, she's the one that's calling all of you back and has not been able to call everybody yet, but she's attempting to call everybody on the Gary Null retreat. She says, man, your people are so wonderful. They're all so nice. I said, yeah, they really are. I mean, I don't know where they came from, but man, we have got so many wonderful people, and I just appreciate each and every one of you. And thanks for being kind to Luann, because she's got quite a job of calling all these people back and answering all their questions on the upcoming retreat, because it is going to be quite an experience. I don't know what happened to me, and I don't know why. I am so much better as a result of attending, but my life changed, I got to tell you, after going to the Gary Null retreat that I did in April. My life totally changed. I mean, I was having guest hosts all the time before that. Now I'm back doing the show 5 days a week. How do I explain that? I can't. I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to mention just briefly that I want to get a bus, a Power Hour bus. And why? Because I want us to be able to travel wherever things are happening. You know, where those 10 children were taken and kidnapped by the DFS in Kentucky. I would like to be there the next day, looking at the situation, finding out myself, instead of depending on news sources, which a lot of them are very good, but I would like to see it myself, and I'd like to broadcast from those areas. That's what is important. I want to get a bus that's got enough batteries on it that we can broadcast and travel around the country, doing the next right and honorable thing. So if you would help us out, and I want to thank Jim, who helped us out with the first donation of $250 for the bus. Thank you so very much. Now, this is not a late model, you know, million-dollar bus we're talking about here. This is a 1995 bus we're looking at. It's an old bus, but that's okay. I just want, and I don't want to get one that's any older than that because of the mechanics and because I don't know how to fix a diesel engine. I just don't even know how to drive one. I just want to be in one and go around and broadcast. So if you would help us out, we're going to have an official help raise the money for the Power Hour bus for you to donate to so we can be there when these things happen. And, you know, this is something that's needed. I don't care if, you know, it's in, I don't care if it has to do with the law enforcement issues that are taking place or Jade Helm or whatever. I'd like to be there. Now, a lot of people don't want to be in the center of all of this, and sometimes I question my sanity for doing that. But I want to be there. And just think about this. If you're being attacked, if you're having, you know, the federales come to you and say that, you know, you have one too many chickens and therefore they're going to kill your whole chicken population or whatever, somebody needs to be there. Somebody needs to be present. I mean, if somebody like Sheriff Mack got into trouble, we'd want to be there for Sheriff Mack because he's certainly been there for us. But we need to have this. And I can't afford to do it myself, I guarantee you. But you know what? If we all get together and do this, we can get this old bus on the road, I guarantee you. So please help out the Power Hour. You can donate at thepowerhour.com. You can call us with a donation at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And if you believe the bus is a good idea, that you might need to be protected someday, please call and donate toward the bus. And tell them it's toward the bus so that we can get going around the country. All right, getting back to the news. And I do want to cover, I'm going to get to the state that's going to outlaw marriage licenses. Can you believe that one? We'll get to that in just a second. The judge who blocked release of Osama bin Laden death photos, guess what? How convenient. He's also the judge that is now blocking the release of the Senate torture report. Isn't it amazing? The same cast of characters. And when they don't tell where the bodies are buried, they get more jobs. That's right. It is the American Civil Liberties Union filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the release of the Senate Intelligence Committee's full report on the CIA interrogation program. Now, this is the news that CNN seems to lose. The executive summary of the report was previously made public, albeit with numerous redactions. But U.S. District Court Judge James Boasberg, B-O-A-S-B-E-R-G, rejected the ACLU's request, ruling the report remains a congressional record and thus is not subject to the FOIA request. And when Congress created FOIA in 1966, it made sure, did you know this, to exempt the legislative branch from its provisions? Boasberg, who was appointed by alleged President Barack Obama, appears to be the go-to judge if you don't want something released to the public. Think about that. Thanks to AllGov for their reporting on that. Good job, Cynthia. U.S. Appeals Court rules against Obama's plan to shield 5 million from deportation. The Guardian reports federal court refuses to lift a temporary hold on the president's plan to shield 5 million undocumented immigrants. which was imposed by a Texas judge in February, the White House accused a federal appeals court of misinterpreting the facts and the law on Tuesday after it dealt a potentially devastating blow to Obama's hopes of granting legal status to millions of undocumented immigrants before he leaves office. Lawyers for the Department of Justice had sought an immediate stay against an earlier decision by that lower court in Texas that froze the program after it was challenged by a number of Republican-controlled states. But Tuesday's ruling by the U.S. Fifth Circuit rejected the request for a stay, forcing the program to remain mothballed while the administration continues the lengthy process of legal appeals. And according to Rand Paul, Obama is disingenuous. Well, I think you're being really nice, Rand Paul. I can think of some other words to use, not on the radio, but I can think of some other things to say about what Obama is. But Rand Paul says that Obama can stop NSA spying anytime he wants. Well, fresh from the marathon filibuster of the proposed extension to the government snooping and enabling section of the Patriot Act, Senator Rand Paul slammed the president this morning, accusing, I bet it hurt his feelings too, accusing Obama of being deceitful over the issue. Appearing on CBS, Paul noted, "Here's the thing about the president. He's disingenuous about that." Don't you think, Rand, you could be a little bit more aggressive in your statement? I mean, isn't there another word we could call him besides disingenuous? What are you afraid of anyway? The president started this program through executive order, and he could end at any time. Now, the question is, can another president end an executive order? Or does it have to be the same president ending an executive order? What I think is amazing, nobody has ever, in a subsequent administration, undone an executive order. Think about it. Of all the times they said, oh boy, if the Republicans can get our guy in there, you know what we're going to do? We are going to take away the Obama health care program. Did they? No. Could they have? Yes. Government aircraft are flying secret surveillance. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, watching Governor Christie on CNN this morning, it was disgusting. He is for the Patriot Act. My goodness, what is wrong with Rand Paul that he doesn't want the Patriot Act? Are you kidding me? Well, you can tell who all the shills are. The shills for the agenda are those that are promoting Patriot Act right now. Oh my gosh, they are lined up with attorneys, with talking heads, with all kinds of people to come forward and say, what's wrong with these people? We have to have the Patriot Act. What? We have to have spying on everybody, everybody's phone calls, everybody's bank records, everybody's everything? Really? Well, that's what they want you to believe. And so now they've got all the shills out there, and trust me, there's a lot of them playing good cop, bad cop with the issue of the Patriot Act. Government aircraft now fly secret surveillance missions over U.S. cities. I bet you're shocked about that one. The U.S. government has already faced heated criticism over its own drones in the Middle East, but the airspace above Afghanistan and Yemen isn't the only place inhabited by U.S. surveillance aircraft. Like, we didn't think this was happening. A new report suggests the Department of Justice has dozens of airplanes and helicopters covertly patrolling the skies of American cities. A new investigation by civil liberties activists has uncovered that the Justice Department maintains a fleet of 100 small aircraft and helicopters in major cities across the U.S. Well, let's see what happens the first time a plane crashes because of a drone. Let's see what happens then. Department of Homeland Security and police are now going to go into bars with breathalyzers. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I get it. It's terrorism. Terrorism, right? The terrorists are drinking too much, right? Oh, help me with the segue on this one. I don't get it. Anyway, Sacramento, California, cops rolled out a new program on Memorial Day. Shock to the people in the bars. Allegedly to combat drunk drivers. If you were at a bar that weekend, cops were approaching patrons, asking them to blow into breathalyzers. Who would say yes is what I want to know. DUI roadblocks are apparently not invasive enough. Now police are going to go to bars asking, wink, wink, patrons to blow into breathalyzers. How long before police nationwide will go into bars and force people to blow into breathalyzers and check for possible public inebriation or use drug breathalyzers on innocent people? California's drug breathalyzer bill is set to do just that. Now, what person would say, sure, I'll blow into it? Unbelievable! Well, that's what sheeple do, ladies and gentlemen. Gary Null, who is one of the longest-running popular radio hosts, was censored by a radio station over vaccines. Yes, I'm going to have Luann talk about this. I contacted her yesterday and said Gary was censored. It's the program on KPFA, which is in, it's a public radio in San Francisco. He was censured because he was talking about, oh, I'll tell you after the break. I know you hate that, but I'll tell you after the break the rest of the story because we're going to a break. Have no choice. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and field work on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of us today, a part of the Power Hour family, and supporting the Power Mall. And please help us to keep the Power Mall going. By the way, we do have about 15, I believe, silica that are left for veterans. If you will just pay the $10 shipping charge, then we will send you some silica at no charge. And we thank Matthew Yankee for providing that for veterans. So we got about 15 left. So call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. It's normally $39. And please get it if you're a vet, because we'd like to supply you with the silica. I was talking before the break about Gary Knoll, who was on last week, I believe it was. He has Progressive Radio Network, PRN.com, and he's authored in many, many books and documentaries. A few weeks ago, he was asked as an honored guest of the Bonnie Faulkner Show, Guns and Butter, on KPFA, which talks about the politics of economics and airs on the other side of the vaccine talk. And we are not being told about vaccines, and specifically about SB 277, the California bill to mandate vaccines for virtually all California school children. Well, guess what happened? When it came time to air, they were told they were not allowed, they were outright censored, and the show was cut. The first time in over 11 years that Guns and Butter was cut. Think about that. Was with Gary Knoll. I'm telling you, he is sharp, and he knows what's going on, and he does his homework. But he was cut from Guns and Butter on KPFA. And by the way, I was on KPFK yesterday, or Monday, regarding Memorial Day. That's an LA radio station, public radio station, wanting to know what I thought about Memorial Day. And I told him it's the biggest fraud thrown out there for the public to think that we actually honor those people that have died, when in reality, it's the people that are alive that need to be taken care of. But anyway, you know what my story is on that. But I was glad. They gave me about 5 minutes, and I did not mince words, I guarantee you. Big Pharma is set to profit from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. After massive lobbying, the lobbyists on behalf of the global pharmaceutical industry are in Brussels today, pressing the EU over the controversial transatlantic trade and investment partnership, which critics say will play into the hands of the pharma giants. Did you not think that might be the way it would happen? The European Union TTIP negotiating team for the pharmaceuticals for medical devices and cosmetic sectors are meeting in Brussels to discuss issues related to TTIP and your health. Like, they control your health. They will be joined by lobbyists on behalf of the major drug companies like Novartis, Pfizer, Roche, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, and AstraZeneca. Can you imagine how many soulless people will be meeting in Brussels? Anyway, those companies that I just mentioned, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, AstraZeneca, Novartis, Pfizer, and Roche, they collectively spend $43 million a year on lobbying. Now, that's just in the EU alone. Can you imagine, coupled with the United States and Canada and Mexico, how many dollars are dedicated? And you wonder why we cannot get our word out? Why we're doing it on radio shows like the Power Hour? Fukushima leak. Fukushima, you have a problem? This leak, though, could cause hydrogen explosion at the nuclear plant. The Telegraph is reporting that if the concentration level is high, a spark caused by static electricity could cause a container to explode. We'll talk about that after this 1 minute, 10 second break. And guess what happened regarding the marriage license in Alabama? We'll be right back after this 1 minute, 10 second break.